Indeed, there is a myriad of opportunities for young people looking to their future and a pathway for careers right here on the Kenai Peninsula. And over at Kenai Central High School, Job Shadow Day is an opportunity for those juniors to get out and see what's available here and the variety of things that are available. Believe it or not, I'm at the radio station right now where three young people were looking at radio or broadcasting. And tell me, Gianna, exactly what you're interested in as far as a career and how radio plays a part in that.
I'm very interested in voice acting and just any voiceover in general, like whether it be like a phone message or any commercials, audiobooks, video game characters, animated characters, or like foreign language films where you're dubbing over it for other like English listeners to still enjoy the films.
This is the first time I've heard someone use the term radio acting. However, do you have a favorite radio actor?
Not quite. I think everyone's skilled in their own field.
And we have some actors here on KSRM, don't we? We've got those talk show hosts. And that's all they do is act and pretend, right? No truth there. And this is, I got to see the name tag, Simone Watts. Simone, you're here at the radio station. Why are you interested in broadcasting, or is that what you're interested in?
It's more like, this is kind of something very similar to something I want to do, you know, just the broadcasting and the talking and the interviewing. I want to be a video journalist, but more like I want to partake in video journalism, but I want to be more on the, I want to be what the camera sees.
So how do you perceive what video journalism is? Are you thinking like news, or are you thinking about social media and things like that?
News, more like news, but better than a lot of the news than you see on TV, like much more raw. And I want to be kind of living with the people that I'm talking to. Not literally living with them, but very much in their area, in their realm, you know?
Are you thinking about being in front of the camera, behind the camera, in front of the microphone, or behind the microphone?
Holding the microphone in front of the camera.
Okay. We've done a little bit of that, haven't we, Scott? Yeah. Now, the other people, Boyd, when I think of people in the juniors, when I think of broadcasting in the future, you don't really think that young people would be interested. Why are you here today?
One of the jobs that I want to possibly do in the future is being a gaming YouTuber. And doing YouTube is a lot like broadcasting to an audience. So I'm hoping to get a little bit of knowledge by looking into what people that broadcast over the radio do here.
You have the voice, okay?
He does.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a very professional voice. It would just take some experience in doing that. And as we look to the future, I'm interested because you're talking about a pathway that didn't exist back when I broke into broadcasting. But it looks like there is a future with the same type of skills that we use here at the radio station for a future. Is there any money in that type of profession?
It all depends if a person can get a foothold. If a foothold can be grabbed, if someone can get a grip on the industry, then it can be easy to climb up. But it it can be difficult to take that first step to being successful, and very easy to fall down.
Okay, well, we always lose from falling down. We always lose from our failure. Scott Hammond, when did you first get involved in radio? And you're kind of shepherding these shadows here today.
Wow, my first radio job was in college in 1984.
Was it broadcasting? Was it the microphone that interested you? You obviously have a professional voice. Or was it being a celebrity that you liked?
I loved the music, and I was actually wanting to be an MTV VJ. So I figured radio, kind of like a YouTuber, was the way to get the experience, but I stayed in radio.
Of course, when I started, there was no MTV.
Right.
Are you guys learning anything today?
Quite a lot.
You?
Yeah, I'm being open to a lot of tips and stuff for just interviewing in.
Now, what type of curriculum you're thinking about being a radio actor, you said, or voiceover actor? What type of curriculum will help prepare you for that pathway?
Well, currently I am in choir and band, and drama will probably also help. I've been in a few drama classes before, participating in, like, plays and musicals. Being able to, like, perform, even if, like, with voice acting, you wouldn't be seen visually, but you're still performing, even if no one's seeing your face.
So the curriculum that most people think as extracurricular actually is very fundamental and basic to the type of career that you want to pursue someday.
Of course, yes.
Okay. There you go. It's not just about test scores. It's about learning and educating and then pursuing a career and being able to give back to the community. Along with Scott Hammond and our job shadows here at KSRM, I'm Merrill Sikorsky, returning you to the Me and My Shadow sound of KSRM.